two verses, 7:4 and 7:8. Where we have told there are two prakritis. Where Sri Krishna says that he has two natures, not one nature, but two natures. This itself is a surprising statement. Normally we think that everyone has one nature, but he says, I have got two natures. And one nature is lower nature and the other is a higher nature. And the lower nature he has described as consisting of eight elements. The five Panchamahabhutas, that is starting from ether to air to fire to water and to the earth. These are the five Mahabhutas. And then mind, intellect, and egoism. These eight elements constitute the lower nature. Now there is higher nature, which is not described in full, but which will come later on. But here, Sri Krishna gives only two indications of what is the nature of this higher nature. First is Jiva Bhutam, the one that has become the Jiva, the higher nature which has become the Jiva. Yaya iya idam dharyate jagat, and by which the world is upheld. That would mean the principle of unity. To uphold the whole world is to uphold the oneness or unity of the world. You cannot uphold anything without unifying principle. So one aspect of this nature, higher nature, is its power of unity. The other one is that it is that which has the stuff in the jiva. Now this concept of jiva itself is a very important concept in the whole of the Gita. And without this concept, we cannot deal properly with the problem of bondage and moksha. That is why the question that came was exactly at the right time. While we discuss the question of jiva, the question of the paraprakriti, which has the nature of unity, it is at this time that we can deal with the question of bondage and liberation. Because bondage is related to apara prakriti, which is described earlier. Moksha is related to para prakriti, which is described in the fifth verse. So if you connect fourth verse and the fifth verse, truly you get the answer both of bondage and of liberation. To be in bondage is to be in the para prakriti. To be in liberation is to be in para prakriti.